New Country, Minnesota 93, TJ back in studio with Christine Nessler from Freedom Home Care. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
We have some events we need to talk about. One of them is coming up tonight, as a matter of fact. So I guess if we're going to go chronologically, we'll get right to business here with the Caregiver Support Group. What is that? And tell us how we can be involved.
Yes, the Caregiver Support Group is something that's been going on at Crossview Covenant Church for about 8 years now. It was started by Kim Ahlender and Sharon Chater. And what it aims to do is really support caregivers that are caring for a loved one with dementia. And we have a great group of people that have been around for a long time. And they actually, we talked about last month about opening up that group and inviting more people to join us. So we really encourage if you have, if you're caring for somebody or if you know somebody who's caring for somebody, it's just really meaningful to be able to come in, talk about what you're going through with people that understand and have been there themselves. So that support group is the first Thursday of the month at Crossview Covenant Church at 6:30 p.m. And we usually wrap up by about 8 o'clock.
All right. And then there's something Lisa and I did once, and boy, was this an eye-opening thing. And if you have a family member experiencing and the Alzheimer's and dementia thing, that's incredible that you're able to kind of go in and get an idea of what it's like to be that person experiencing that, because I can't, without that, you can't really wrap your brain around it, I don't think. So let's talk about the dementia experience as well, because that's something people can do to kind of try to get an idea of what it's like to be that person.
Yeah, the dementia experience is something we just do quarterly, so just every few months. And the next one is coming up on Tuesday, April 9th. And what happens is that we offer a two-part program. So we have the virtual dementia tour, as TJ referenced, where you really have that simulation of what it's like to live with dementia. And that takes about 15 minutes, and it's guided by social workers. Just a really great experience for empathy and understanding.
Frustrating.
Yes.
You know, that's the way to put it. But you have to go through that to understand what those people are going through. So
yeah, and here's my tip. Wear socks.
Yes. Yeah. That's still something we talk about. We're like, those inserts in the shoes? Holy cow, wear socks.
Right. Yeah, as we come on to sandal season.
Right, yeah. So do we need to let you know that we want to come to that? Is it an RSVP type of thing?
This is an RSVP type of thing, because the virtual dementia tour, we're only able to take 3 people per 15-minute time slot.
Okay.
So we really have to make sure that we're scheduling that out. So if they could just contact me, at Freedom Home Care. So that's Christine Nessler. C. Nessler at Freedom Home Care LLC is my email. Otherwise, they can call the office at 387-4663. But there are some spots still open for April 9th. Otherwise, we have an event in July and October if April doesn't work for you.
Okay. And then in May, you guys have something going on as well. This is going to be another thing we'll want to RSVP for, right, with the Alzheimer's Association?
Yeah. So this is actually really exciting. This is a part of our caregiver support group. So it'll be that first Thursday in May, May 2nd, at 6:30 at Crossview Covenant Church. But we actually have the Alzheimer's Association coming down to do a presentation on communication. And I think it's really going to be valuable. I've been to a number of their talks, and they just have such great information and resources for folks. So I really encourage you, even if you're not quite ready to commit to a support group, just coming and getting information, bring your family. But there again, if you could just let me know if you were coming, then I'll have enough handouts and food and everything for anybody that wants to attend.
And I'm sure we'll discuss it again at some point along the way before we get to May 2nd.
Yes.
But if we want to follow along, keep up to date with you guys, or get some contact info, what's the best way to get in touch with you at Freedom Home Care?
Yeah, just contact Christine at Freedom Home Care at 507-387-4663 or 387-HOME. Otherwise, you can check out our website too, freedomhomecarellc.com. All of these things are under our events tab.
All right, Christine Nessler with me today again from Freedom Home Care. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you.